Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of the wall, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, J.C. Flippin, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Might this be the first chance what I got for to sit down and read my newspaper today. Say, just a look at this headline. Congress to provide home for veterans. Well, it's about time. Oh, Civil War veterans. Well, that'd be pretty fast for Congress if that'd be able to catch up to the Civil War by now. Well, hello, Martha.
Hello, Parky.
Hello.
Anything interesting in the papers?
I don't know. I didn't turn to the interesting part yet. I always save the comic section for last, you see. Hey, what is this here? Man seeking stockholders of Boomer Oil Corporation. Boomer Oil Corporation? You know, I own some stock in that company, Martha.
You do?
Yeah, let me for to see what he says is here. Jay Harmon Farrell, noted financier, arrived in town today to contact all owners of Boomer Oil Corporation stock. When interviewed, he says a recent development in our company has occurred which will be of great interest to our stockholders. And the purpose of my visit is to reach as many of these people as possible. After all these years, I wonder what he wants to see our stockholders for.
Well, don't you see, Parky?
Yes.
This man is in town to buy up your stock. They struck oil.
They struck oil? Yeah, that's right. He's here to buy up my stock. Martha, I'm rich. Quick, write out an ad for put it in the papers. Restaurant for sale and sign it wealthy millionaire. Put that in.
Parky, I know this is all very exciting, but take it easy and calm down.
But Martha, I own 1,000 shares of stock in the company. Now they struck oil. My shape has finally come in, Martha. You hear?
Oh, Parky, are you sure the stock you have is Boomer Oil stock?
Sure is Boomer. How could I ever forget that name? I got this stock right here in the cash register in the back there. I'll get it for you. Yes. No, I bought that stock 20 years ago. I forgot all about it. There you are. What is that says there, Martha? What?
You're right, Parky. You're right. Boomer Oil Corporation, yeah. Common stock, 1,000 shares.
Sure, I told you, Boomer.
Parky, you do own some of this stock.
Oh, my.
And now it's turned out to be such a wonderful investment.
Yeah, I don't be too surprised, Martha. You know, the fellow what told me for to buy this stock has been a very smart man. He used for to be my bus boy, you know.
Your busboy was a very smart man?
I'll say what, he was smart. He's only worked for me as a busboy for 2 months, and then he quit. Now he's with the Greyhound Company now. He owns his own bus.
1,000 shares?
Yes.
Well, how much did you pay for the stock?
It is $500, 50 cents a share.
Only 50 cents a share? No. Gosh, who knows? Since you've struck oil, it may be worth $100 a share.
$100 a share?
Mm-hmm.
That's $100,000. Get me a glass of water, quick, Martha. And take $10 out of the cash register for your trouble. Go ahead, that's all right.
Look, just relax. Now, the first thing we have to do is to find Mr. Farrell, the man who's looking for the Boomer Oil stockholders, and tell him that you own 1,000 shares.
Yes, I wonder how we could get in touch with him.
Well, I'll call up the leading hotels and see if I can find him.
Oh, my, $100,000. I hope what this is don't turn out for to be just a dream. Hello, Hoppy.
Hi, Parker. Say, could you let me have $10 till Tuesday?
Only $10? Sure.
Well, if you can't let me have 10, could you make it 5?
I said I'd let you have the 10, Hoppy.
Well, if you can't let me have 5, make it 2.
No, I'll let you have 10.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say I could have the 10?
Sure, what is $10? Hoppy, this will be the biggest day of my whole life. See this piece of paper what I got in my hand here?
Yeah.
It should be worth $100,000.
It is?
Yes.
What is it, a lease for an apartment?
Better than that. That is 1,000 shares in the Boomer Oil Corporation.
Oh.
They struck oil, you know. The headman is being done. They're going to buy up this stock. They're going to pay me $100 a share for it.
Only $100 a share?
Yes.
Don't you be a sap, Parky. That's peanuts.
It is?
That stock is worth at least $200 a share.
$200 a share?
Yeah.
Oh, my, that's $200,000. Look at that, Toppy. While I'm standing here talking to you, I just made $100,000. Boy, you sure make money fast in that oil business, don't you?
Parky, I was very fortunate in being able to locate Mr. Farrell.
You was?
He was at the first hotel I called. Oh. And he's coming over here this afternoon.
Oh, my.
Well, he was surprised to hear that you own some stock because he said he didn't have your name on his list of stockholders.
Yeah, you see, that's the way them fakers operate, Parky.
Yes.
He's pretending that he don't know nothing about your stock.
Yes.
That's just to show you that he's not anxious to buy it.
Yeah, he thinks that I'm going to sell it in cheap then, huh?
Yeah, but don't you let him get away with it. You'll hold out for $200,000.
Yes, I will.
Wait a minute. $200,000?
Yes, yes.
What's all this talk?
Martha, Opie says that stock is could be worth $200 a share. 1,000 shares is $200,000.
Oh, well, let's not jump at conclusions.
Yes.
Let's wait until Mr. Farrell gets here. Well, for all we know, he may pay you $300 a share, even $400 a share.
$400 a share? That's worth $400,000? Oh, my.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, "He Was the Best Man."
Some fellas have a hard mint just for fooling around with chicks. And in that love department, they know all the latest tricks. Now I ran across a boy one day, just as sharp as a boy can be. And he wasn't surprised when I would say that he meant the world to me. I said he was the best man that ever knocked on my door. I said he was the best man, the fella I waited for. I said he was the best man at dancing. Nobody can deny. When it came to romancing, he was the A-plus number one guy. But then I met his best friend, who knocked me right off my feet. But still he wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins. The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that he was best man in the end. Yes, he was the best man when I married his best friend. You could see he was the best man marching down that aisle, all dressed up in the latest style, polka dot tie neath the winning smile. He was the best man when I married his best
friend. Well, folks, I think you're too grown up for fairy tales, so when I tell you about Old Gold cigarettes, I can't promise you that next week you'll be starring in pictures. That would be a pleasure, of course. All I can promise you in Old Golds is smoking pleasure. Smooth, easy, and gentle. Just light an Old Gold, and there you have it. A mellow quality born of the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. But there's more to Old Golds than just fine tobaccos. After all, the tobacco auction markets are open to everyone. No, what makes Old Gold so unique is the loving skill with which these tobaccos are handled and blended. A skill based on a tradition with tobaccos nearly 200 years old. Actually, everything there is to know about cigarettes, everything and more, is all wrapped up and waiting for you in each golden pack of Old Gold cigarettes. Try. Just try a pack of OGs. Not because of fancy sound effects or medical claims and things like that, but for your sweet pleasure's sake. Again and again and again, I'm telling you, any time you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, any time you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Have an Old Gold, will you?
$100,000. I wonder if that Mr. Farrell will have the cash with him or he'll give me a check. Well, I won't take a check unless he shows me a driver's license to identify himself. $400,000. If anybody would have ever offered me $10 for that 1,000 shares of stock, I would have given him the whole thing.
Pardon me, are you Mr. Pocket Carcass?
Yes, I am, yes.
My name is Flip, and I'm with the Los Angeles Sun.
The Los Angeles Sun?
Yeah.
I didn't know Los Angeles had any sun. Just made that up. It's just a joke, you know.
Very good. I'm checking up on a story. Someone phoned the paper saying you just came into $4
million. $4
million?
No. It was only $400,000. Listen to me, only $400,000. That's a lot of money, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah,
now, Mr. Parker Cargus, our paper has a feature we call the Outstanding Personality in Los Angeles for the Week.
Yes.
And this week, we'd like to write you up as our Outstanding Personality.
Me, the Outstanding Personality?
Sure.
No, I don't be an outstanding personality. You don't want to write me up. You say you know how to spell my name right? It's Parkiakakis.
P-A-R-K-I-S.
You know that.
I know.
Yes.
Now, look, since our paper has a lot of young readers, I think it would make a great story if you could give the young folks a little advice and encouragement.
Yes.
Now, can you tell me just what you attribute your success to? Just how you managed to obtain this $400,000?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would be very glad to give the young people advice, yes, how to become a success like me. You can tell your readers that... I have slaved here 16, 18 hours a day, every day, but it pays. And that's all what I could say to young people. If you want for it to be worth $400,000 like me, you got to work very hard like I did. That's it.
Yes, but isn't it true that you didn't have a cent until today when you struck oil?
Yes, and that's my advice to young people, strike oil. That's the best thing.
Oh, the paper will never believe this.
Did you say something?
No, that's okay.
Yes.
Now that you have all this money, Mr. Parkercockers, what are your plans for the future?
Well, the first thing what I'm going for to do is get me the most beautiful home in Los Angeles. Then I'm going to get me a summer home in North Hollywood. And then I'll get a winter home in Beverly Hills. And I'm going to have 8 automobiles with a separate chauffeur for each one. And I'm going to have 3 cooks, too.
3 cooks?
Yes.
Why do you need 3 cooks?
One for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. And everybody who works for me is going for to have a special uniform made out of mink. With platinum buttons. You know that? And on each sleeve is going to be spelled out Parkiakakis in diamonds. I don't mean little diamonds. I mean big diamonds. Every diamond will be worth $1,000. Yes.
Pardon me, Parky.
Yeah, what is it, Opie?
The garbage man is here. You forgot to put out the garbage.
Oh, yes. You please pardon me, Mr. Flippin. I forgot to put in the garbage.
The garbage. Well, go right ahead. I think I have enough of my story.
Yes.
Platinum buttons, big diamonds. Good day, Mr. Parkercockers.
Good day, Mr. Flippin. Shelby, that has been a very embarrassing thing what you just did in front of that reporter there about me to putting out the garbage. Don't forget, I'm worth $400,000.
Well, you see, I told that to the garbage man, but he said he's only interested in your garbage.
Okay, I'll get it right out.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parkercockers. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct. Yes.
Hey, I just dropped in to tell you that I think you are a wonderful man.
You do?
Uh-oh, I am crazy about you. You are the nearest and dearest friend that any man could have. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes. Not only have you got the sweetest dispossession, but...
Wait a minute. You say I got the sweetest dispossession?
Besides that, you are the most generous, the kindest, the most adorable person that ever lived. Mr. Parkercockers.
Yes?
I love you.
Say, are you proposing to me?
No, I mean every word that I say, and I felt this way about you even before I heard you came in at $40 million. Hey. You have got $40 million, ain't you?
Now, look here, Mr. Sharp. I don't got for to tell you how much money what I've got. That should be my own personal affairs. Does Sears tell Roebuck?
That's right. Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Parkercockers. You see, all that I'm trying to do is to protect it, yeah?
You are trying to protect me?
Uh-huh. Let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example, yes.
Okay. Well, the minute that I heard this good news, see,
yes.
I formed an investment company to take care of you.
You did, huh?
Uh-huh. I'm going to invest all your money for you so that a lot of cheap crooks can't get hold of it.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I'm going to need you for to invest all my money for me. Tell you the truth, I don't seem for to have too much confidence in a man like you, you know.
You ain't got no confidence in me?
No, I haven't.
Why, I can show you letters from police departments in every state where they say that I am the best confidence man in the whole country.
You got references from the police, huh?
Why, sure. Now, Brunner, you yes. happen to be a very fortunate man because...
I am fortunate?
Yes, sir. You see, right now, I got a wonderful investment for you.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm floating an issue of stock in a company that's called the Midnight Airline Service.
The Midnight Airline Service?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you call it the Midnight Airline Service?
It's a fly-by-night concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and brother, this is a wonderful company. Oh, we got a very valuable franchise, too.
You have, huh?
The only airline service in the world what flies exclusively from Los Angeles to Glendale.
Los Angeles to Glendale.
Yeah.
That's only 2 miles. Who wants for to fly for 2 miles?
Oh, our planes don't fly.
They don't?
No. They never leave the ground.
You say the planes never leave the ground?
No. That's how we keep down the overhead.
See, the planes just don't leave the ground. That's how you keep down the overhead.
Yeah. Well, you see, we ain't got none of those expenses them other airline companies got, because since our planes don't go off the ground,
yes.
don't have to hire no pilots.
That's right, yes.
Don't employ no mechanics, because the planes ain't even got no motors. There's nothing to get out of order.
Yes.
Next year we're going to give up the planes, too.
I don't blame you, yes.
You see, we got very little expenses.
Yeah. So far, it looks like everything what you take in is 100% profit.
Uh-huh. Now you're getting the idea. Look, yeah. I would like to send you a couple of thousand shares of this stock.
Yeah.
60 cents a share.
60 cents a share? Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to be interested in such a kind of a cheap stock. Honest, I'm not.
What do you mean, cheap stock?
Yeah.
I heard you only paid 50 cents a share for that Boomer Oil stock.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, that shows this is a better stock than Boomer Oil. This costs 60 cents a share.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Shaw, but I don't think that I'd like to invest no money in your company, the Midnight Airline Service, no. I don't like that idea of running an airline service without planes.
All right. I don't think that's true. Well, all I can say to you is that, is that you are the most selfish man that I ever met.
Yes, sir,
I hate you, and I never want to have nothing to do with you.
No.
You're no better than the rest of them millionaires. You come into a lot of money, you forget all your old friends. All right, that's okay with me, brother. I'm only a poor guy. I'm trying to make a living. Knew you when you didn't have it.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, now that you got it, the least you can do is take and extend a helping hand, a little encouragement to an old friend.
Yes, I know, but...
But now you got your pile. You don't have to worry about the rest of us. All right. Don't forget one thing.
Yes?
Didn't ask you for no charity.
I know.
All that I asked you to do is to buy some of my stock for a measle 60 cents a share, that's all.
Yeah, you know something, Mr. Sharp? You're right. I'm glad what you pointed this out to me. I'm really a bit ashamed of myself.
You should be.
Yeah, I guess what I do be a little selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will forgive me because I really want to thank you for not letting me for to forget that I too was once poor.
Oh, that's all right.
You're right. I would be an awful heel really if now I'm started for to forget my old friends. Oh, I guess what is good for to have lots of money, but it's only good if you could kind of spread it around a little bit so that you can make other people happy too, huh?
That's right.
You know, Mr. Sharp, I'm going to buy some of your stock.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't care if the stock is any good or not. How do you like that?
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. How much you said the stock was?
60 cents a share.
Okay, here's 60 cents. I'll take one share.
Well, thank you, and goodbye, Mr. Parker. Yeah, goodbye.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing the anniversary song. ¶¶ Smooth, rich, and gentle. Ah, what a treat to your taste buds is an Old Gold cigarette. There's a something in this fine cigarette, and you've got to experience it yourself. Otherwise, I'm just saying words. So try, just try an Old Gold. Let the smooth, rich, gentle smoke float luxuriously over your tongue. Once, just once, see for yourself what the world's foremost tobacco craftsman can do with the world's finest tobaccos. Have an Old Gold, will you? Then I'm pretty sure you'll come along with me when I say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Yes, Martha?
This is Mr. Farrell, the man from the Boomer Oil Corporation.
Oh, yes. I'm glad for to know you, Mr. Farrell. I'd like for you to meet my friend here, that's Uppy Cates.
How do you do, Mr. Cates?
Mr. Farrell, before you say anything, I just want you to know that you ain't dealing with a lot of chumps around here.
Chumps?
Yep, that's what I mean is don't try to pull any fast stuff and take away this man's stock from him because we're wise to crooks like you.
No. Crooks?
No, please. Don't be nice for you to call Mr. Farrell a crook. I object to that. After all, you just met him. Wait till you know him a little better.
Buck, your carcass, yes. About your stock, I've gone over my list of all the known stockholders in our corporation, and I can't find your name anywhere.
But, Mr. Farrell, nobody can deny that Parkey owns 1,000 shares of your stock. Show him the certificate, Parker.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Just let him look at it, Parker. Don't let him get his mitts on it. Yeah. You know, these guys have a way of making things disappear.
You'll pardon me, but I didn't come over here to be insulted. Mr. Parker Carcass, I can assure you of one thing. You will receive every right that you have under any stock that you own in our corporation.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, before we go any further with this, I'll have to ask you to please take this insulting man away from here.
Yeah, Hoppy, I guess you better go away.
Parky, you know, I don't like this guy's face. If I ever saw a thief...
A thief?
Please forgive him, Mr. Farrell. He really didn't say what you was a thief. He just said what you look like one, you see. Martha, please take Hoppy away. Here, Mr. Farrell, here's the stock right here. Right
thank
there.
You.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder I didn't have your name. You have the old stock.
The old stock, what do you mean?
Well, you see, many years ago when our company first started to drill for oil, we issued the stock that you have, but we struck a dry hole, and so we abandoned the well. The company was dissolved, and naturally your stock became worthless. However...
Worthless?
Since that time, the corporation was reorganized to drill for new wells in new locations.
Yes.
But since it was a new company, we sold new stock. Now we're only interested in contacting the owners of the new stock.
You mean what the stock, what I got is... Don't be worth nothing?
Well, it's not worth the paper it's printed on.
Oh.
Oh, I take that back. The president of our company is papering his den with these old stock certificates. A reminder of old times, you know? Yeah, he keeps them as souvenirs, and he might pay, maybe $5 for this certificate.
Oh, he might pay me $5. Yeah, listen, you know, Hoppy is right.
Yeah?
So who do you think what you're doing business with, kids? $5 for this stock. Well, look here, I know my rights. I know what that stock is be worth, and I'm going to get everything what is coming to me. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to go to the best lawyer in this town.
Mr. Parker Carcass, I want to take my hat off to you. Yes. I guess I know when I'm licked.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I guess you're just a little smarter than I am.
Yes,
I don't mind telling you that I never thought that owners of the old stock would have any rights in our company today.
Yes.
Well, that's a pretty clever lawyer you hired.
Yep, that's your life for this clever. That's only the best lawyer in town, that's all. Charged me $500, but it was worth it because, you know, he found in the fine print, right in my certificate there, where it said what... Any new company was ever started by you corporation, the old stockholders would have the rights in the new company, too.
Yeah.
Yes, so he said if I get 1,000 shares of the old stock, brother, then that is be exactly the same as having 1,000 shares of the new stock.
Well, that's one place where your lawyer was wrong.
Don't you worry about that lawyer being wrong. That lawyer says I got 1,000 shares in your company, then I got 1,000 shares again.
No, you don't own 1,000
yes,
shares.
Yes, I do.
You own 3,000 shares.
Yes, I... 3,000 shares?
Oh, yes. 2 years ago, this stock was split up 3-for-1.
3-for-1? 3,000 shares?
Yes.
Oh, mine is going to run into a pile of money, doesn't it?
Well, it'll run into a little money, yes. Let's see. 3,000 shares.
3,000 shares.
At 20 cents a share, that'll be $600.
Yes. 20 cents a share. $600.
Yes.
I think you $500 to the lawyer. Say, Mr. Farrell, do you be sure that what your company is owes me? $600?
Owes you?
Yes.
No, we don't owe you. You owe us $600.
I owe you $600 for what?
Well, you see, the new company drilled for oil, but they had a dry hole, too.
Yes.
So we abandoned the well and left the derrick standing there.
Yes.
Now, the state is forcing our company to remove the derricks.
Yes.
That's going to cost money. So in order to raise the funds, we have to assess every stockholder 20 cents a share.
Assess this for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. The makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
The National Broadcasting Company.